The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everybody, Ellen Wells here, Just Veggies podcast, also the author of Just Veggies blog right here at plantersplace.com. Today we are talking about shredded leaves and using them as mulch. It's nature's free mulch, you know. Not only that, they are a valuable fertilizer source that drops onto your lawn each fall for free. In fact, they are so good for your garden and free, you just might find yourself asking your neighbors if you can take their leaves off their hands as well. So think about it. Your trees, create all this biomass from the nutrients in the soil on your property, and then it just falls back down. It's life. It's the cycle of life. And the more shredded leaves you can add to your soil, the fewer off-property fertilizers you will need to purchase. So not only is it free, it saves you money. Okay, a little bit more about the benefits of shredded leaves. They can be used in so many ways. So if you are wrapping up your gardening exploits for the year, you can add a 3 to 6 inch layer of shredded leaves to the garden, and it will act as a natural blanket for your garden beds. Let's say you are growing some garlic, which you planted in fall, and you know they probably already come up a little bit. If you add about 3 inches of mulch, shredded leaf mulch, on top of that, that is enough to insulate them and insulate the soil and protect those crops like garlic without smothering them. If you used whole leaves on top of that garlic, it would be a little bit more difficult for that garlic to breathe under there, right? That amount, 3 inches, is also a good amount to protect the soil from erosion. So if you get a winter storm, rainstorm, that mulch is going to hold that soil without it running off into your lawn. Now, let's say you're putting some more, a thicker layer down, like say 4 to 6 inches. That would be for empty beds, and that would protect the soil from the cycles of freezing and thawing. A thick layer like this will also feed the soil as the bottom layer of that 6 inches starts to break down. And it also provides some insulation. So what happens when the leaves break down? That is a great question. Decomposing releases the nutrients from which they are made. The leaves are made of nutrients. Nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, other nutrients. All of that enriches the soil and supports a healthy plant growth. These nutrients are also feeding beneficial soil organisms like earthworms and also microbes. And those microbes are there in the ground to help break things down, but also to help build things up, like plants, plant roots. They're helping roots absorb nutrients. And these beneficial organisms in turn improve the soil structure and also fertility. Who knew there's so much going on underfoot, right? Okay, leaf shredding. How do you do it? You can do it in multiple ways, all depending on what you need and what you have. So for home gardeners, shredding leaves can be as simple as getting your lawnmower out of the shed, right? So you can just rake up your leaves into like a long row and simply just run over some dry leaves a few times with your lawnmower until they are cut down into small pieces of about 1 inch or 2 inches. For that final pass with the lawnmower, attach your machine's leaf collection bag to it, and that will help you gather them up. And once they're gathered up, you can just go put them out onto your garden. There are other options, of course. You can have a garden chipper come in, or you could rent one. These machines will produce a finer mulch, and a finer mulch has more surface area to it, so they're broken down a little bit faster. If you don't have a mower or a shredder or a chipper, simply pile up some leaves on a tarp and chop them up repeatedly with a rake or a sharp garden knife or something like that. And it'll help them break down. It does take a little bit more time, but my suggestion is to make friends with someone with the lawnmower. So back to that final product, the small shredded leaves. The final size is important. Pieces that are too large can get matted down, like with my example with the garlic. It can also, larger leaves can also prevent water and air from reaching your soil. So if you've ever seen whole wet leaves on a sidewalk or a road, you know they stick together and they're actually really dangerous if you're sliding on wet leaves. So that's no good. Shredded leaves, on the other hand, really stay loose. They break down more quickly and provide better coverage for the plants and also for garden paths. So that's it for shredded leaves. Easy to do and free. Did I say they were free? great talking to you. And until next time, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.